This is a data lead getting follow-up, readmission history and physical, patient name Johnson, J-O-H, N-S-O-N, Gilbert, G-I-L-B-E-R-T, Johnson, Gilbert, date of birth. Date of birth, 2/27/1954, date of service, 9/3/2023. History of present illness, this is a 69-year-old male. He was transferred to the hospital. He was in the rehab. He was noted to have a change in his conditions at the facility. He has vomited, and patient was sent to the hospital. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room. Patient has a multiple medical problem, significant stroke, dysphagia, dysarthria, CKD, diabetes. Multiple swelling evaluation. He has passed the evaluation and has been tolerating slowly diet. But he was evaluated in the hospital. He was found to have pneumonia, left lower lung. He was given antibiotic. Initially they thought he had pneumonia. Then they stopped antibiotic. They said no need for antibiotic. So do antibiotic for left lower lobe infiltrated. They decided to hold off. He came to he was evaluated because of coffee ground emesis. He has a known history of diabetes, dysphagia, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, CVA, hypothyroidism, kidney, CKD, stroke, social history, nursing home resident. Patient was managed in the hospital. They said CT of the head. Because of suspicion for the stroke, because of change in mental status, CT shows right ganglocapsular, right frontotemporal, and left cerebellar infarct seem to be chronic. No CT evidence of acute stroke was identified. They did MRI.
Yeah, hold on.
Possible suspected stroke because of some weakness in the right lower extremity was supposed, thought to be new. No acute intracranial acute stroke noted, but chronic right frontal, right insular region infarct, right basal ganglia infarct, right anterior temporal region, and cerebellum infarct noted. Chronic lacunar infarct noted in the right cerebellum. Patient was noted to have urinary tract infection. He was given antibiotics. He received Unocin. He completed a course of vancomycin for MRSA in the urine. He was admitted for suspected, manifest suspected TIA, vomiting, coffee ground material, but no evidence of obstruction. He underwent EDG, normal esophagus. EGD didn't show any ulcer in the esophagus or stomach. He was treated for TIA, possible arrhythmia, left intratrochanteric old fracture noted, but was healed. Orthopedic saw the patient. Speech saw the patient. They recommended a puree diet. After stabilization, patient was sent back to the subacute rehab with the diagnosis of MRSA, UTI, TIA. Next time medication upon discharge, Bactrim DS1 tablet BID for 5 days, Flomax 0.4 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily, Baclofen 10 mg BID, calcium supplement daily, vitamin D3 50,000 units weekly, Hydralazine 50 mg 4 times a day, Lantus 4 units at night, Lespro 3 times a day, 8 units with the breakfast, lunch, and 5 with the dinner. NPH insulin, that dose need to be verified. They wrote NPH insulin, but there was no dose identified. We had to verify from the hospital. Keppra 500 mg BID, levothyroxine 112 mcg daily, metoprolol 37.5 twice a day, mirtazapine 7.5 mg daily, multivitamin daily, Tylenol 650 Q6 or PRN, Senacard for constipation, PRN, saline nasal spray, Victoza VICTOZA 0.6 mg, 1.8 mg subcutaneous weekly. Today when I saw the patient, no nausea, no vomiting, no headache, no dizziness, no fever, no chills. The patient is awake, on examination awake, alert, lying on the bed, no acute distress, vital stable. Next line, neck support, JVD, chest non-tender, lungs bilateral, onchoid, no wheezing, heart, SMS, two abdomen, soft, non-tender, valve, some pulse, extremity, no edema. Neuro, he's awake. He has expressive aphasia. Lying in the bed, no acute distress assessment, readmitted to the facility with the TIA. Next line, recent UTI. Next line, previous significant previous stroke with ambulatory dysfunction and left side hemiplegia. Next line, diabetes, next line, CKD. Next line, hyperhistoria of hypertension, hypothyroidism, CKD. Plan of care will continue all the current medication, monitor blood pressure, follow labs. CBC, CMPK, plan discuss the nursing staff. Thank you.